Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's okay. Rabbi said we're learning now some interesting halachas. We'll be talking over the next few se'ifim. We're going to be discussing what happens if there's no kohen in shul. What's the correct way to approach that? We'll be learning what happens if somebody gets called up, and then suddenly turns out he thinks that there's no kohen present, and then suddenly a kohen shows up. What happens then? And similar cases. Fine, let us see the scenarios over here. We're up to Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Seif Vav. No, sorry, the Ramah. We haven't done the Ramah of Seif Hei. Please excuse me. Let's go through the Ramah in Seif Hei. He's referring to the Tainis after Pesach and Sukkot, which we call... And what's the, you're right, we read Vayechal, with a Tanis is called Bahab. That's right, Tanis of Bahab, on Sheni Chamishi Sheni. So we line Vayechal. If the coin does not fast, Koyin Lisol, you'll call up Yisol. So that's an important Aloch Rabbi say, that on the Tanis, a coin cannot be called up if he's not fasting. The Ramah says, ideally, to get out of Sfeikas, best the Kohen should leave the Beis Hamed Shul when he's not being called up. But either way, the halacha is you cannot call up a Kohen if he's not fasting. There is, it's really called a Tainus Bahab. It's really called a Tainus Bahab, and really there's Slichas, and it's a Tainus really. Yep. Yeah. Now we have to. There is a couple of tainus. It's not a tainus tzibur per se. There is a person who really does fast and needs to recover the tainus before that. But it's really considered a tainus. If many people nowadays obviously are not able to. It's not possible. Especially if a person employed, he has to think about it twice before doing so. But it's really considered a tainus. Yeah. If he's still fasting, it's fine. He's not planning to fast as long as he hasn't eaten. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, see. There's no one that's not fasting at all. Stomach can call the coin because there's no one. There's no one fasting. Bahab. Like most people who say, can call the
coin. I don't know.
I mean, what would be the advantage of calling
it? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have a scenario that the Gabba called up Yisrael. He looked around, there's no Kohen, and he calls up Yisrael. And as he is going to the Sefer Torah, he's now doing the Aliyah, he's now Mechor the Aliyah, and he says the Brachas. And as he's about to say the brachas, a kohen shows up. What happens then? So the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between where exactly he's up to with his birkas haTorah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Im nichnas haKohen lebeis haKnesses, achar sheyitzchil haYisrael levorach birkas haTorah." If the kohen has come into the shul after the Yisrael has said birkas haTorah, then hey, no, Poisek, you will not interrupt. He still keeps going. Keep going. You start Birkas HaTorah, you continue. Aval, Baruchu, but if he merely said Baruchu, so he didn't actually say Asher Bocha Bonu, he only said Baruchu, then Lo Yav Haschola, that's not considered a beginning, that's not considered a Haschola, and what are you going to do? V'oyimid Yisrael Batev, we tell the Yisrael, Yankel, wait, hold on a second, there's a Kohen who just came in over here, you wait over here. So although he said Baruchu, he didn't say, that's all he said. You tell him to stand on the side. We're bypassing him nicely. The Kohen and the Levi will then be called up. Kohen first, subsequently the Levi. The Yisrael is standing nicely on the side. Hopefully not all offended, but he's going to be standing nicely on the side. And then after he's going to be doing his part. So again, if he's gone deep into the Baruch, the Birkas HaTorah, Yisrael has gone deep into Birkas HaTorah, and then the Kohen shows up. He tells the Yisrael, keep going, keep going, keep going. Doesn't matter, the Kohen has showed up too late. However, if the Yisrael, who was called up, has only said, Boch Shem Am Voiroch, then what you're going to do is, you're going to tell him, stop here please, thank you very much. You tell him to stand nicely on the side, you give him a big smile. In the meantime, you're going to call the Kohen, you're going to call the Yisrael, and as you're going to call up the Kohen, you're going to call up a Levi, and only then is going to be his turn for Yisrael. He will indeed. Yeah, he will indeed. Yeah. What is the reason for that? So, Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yutes says, Ach Shehizchel, after he started, Hainu, Aisha, Amar Boch, Ato Hashem. Once he said the words, Boch, Ato Hashem, you tell him to keep going. Sif Katan Chav tells us, Einu Poisik, he does not interrupt. Kedei, in order, Shalatiya Boch Levatola. So that's really the main point. That we're going to try to avoid a Boch Levatola. We're going to try to avoid a Boch Levatola. And also, the Levoid, the Lechshab Kam Lekoyen. Okay, we're going to speak more about that later on. Sif Katan Chav Aleph, Loyava Aschola. If he only said Bochu, it's not considered Aschola, and we tell him to stop. The Einzel Levatola, it's not considered Levatola. That's really important. The Onu Akol Boch, Hashem Am Voiroch, Loyalam Voed. That's my major point, Rabbi Kagan. So the point is that if you say Boch es Hashem Hamavoyroch and everybody responds, you have not said the Boch Levatola. Yes, it's true. You've not said the whole. It's not a Boch Levatola. So you tell him to say Bochu, they'll reply, and then after you tell him to stand on the side nicely, and a Kohen gets called up. And yes, the Kohen will have to say Bochu, that's mama's your point, the Kohen will have to continue to say Bochu. Why do you tell the Israel to stand on the side? Why don't you tell him go back to your place? Pardon? It's reserved. And here we see the beauty of what the Mishneh Berurah, what Halacha, it tells us, Halacha, if you learn Halacha properly, teaches us good middos. Teaches us good middos. That's what he does. You tell the Yisrael to stand nicely by the bima. Why so? We don't want to embarrass him. It's an interesting kind of embarrassment because it's not even his fault. He didn't do anything wrong. But he's going to be embarrassed because the Kohen comes and the Levi comes and we tell him to sit down in his place. He's going to be slightly embarrassed. I don't know if you can appreciate this feeling as a Kohen, but Yisraelim will... Yeah, that's right, yeah. Tonight we're going to feel slightly embarrassed. As simple men, we're going to be embarrassed. So therefore we tell him, you know, we stand nicely on the side, and that's going to avoid any feelings and emotions of embarrassment. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Yes? It's a good question. It's an interesting question. Generally... It's a very good question. Generally, when a person goes and says brocha to Hashem, and then he realizes he made the wrong brocha, what's the halacha then? We tell him to say, what's the halacha? If you make it completely wrong, we say the halacha is generally, we say, lamdeni chukecho. You finish off the brocha, lamdeni chukecho, and it's not a proper brocha l'atola. However, you're right. So why don't we tell him over here to say lamdeni chukecho? It's a very good question. I think the answer is, pardon? No, if he said Boch, you tell him to continue. But the question is why, but if he actually starts the Boch to Hashem, why don't we say it's Amdeni Chukech? We tell him to continue. Pardon? No, but that's not true because we tell him to continue because in order not to make a Boch Levatola. So. But if he hasn't started a bocha at all, we tell him to stand nicely on the side. If he said bocha, es Hashem am voirach, and even the keli replied, as long as he hasn't started a bocha to Hashem, we tell him to stand on the side nicely. Good, it's a good hora. It's a good hora. Yeah.
Because you already had a Yisrael, so that just kind of moved after the whole order.
I imagine you're right, yeah. I imagine you're right. Good thought. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif. Continuing the Shulchan Aruch, second line. Im ein koin beveis haknesses. If there's no koin in shul, what's the aracha? What happens then? Koire Yisrael bimkum koin. That's right. You call up Yisrael bimkum koin. Veloy yale ach of Levi. You will not have a Levi after Yisrael. You never have a Levi after Yisrael. So again, im ein koin beveis haknesses, koire Yisrael bimkum koin. Yisrael bimkum koin. Veloy yale ach of Levi. Aval rishon yuchal alois. When he's called up, you actually say bim koim koyin instead of a koin. Kedei, sorry, shelo yitu loyma shezil koin. It's really important that the Gaba says bim koim koyin, because otherwise people are going to start thinking that he's a koin. Siv zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Im hoyu koin velebe vesakneses. If there was a coin in the Levin shul, the koro ha koin, and he called the coin, the sovu she ain shom Levi, and he thought there is no Levi present, and he started saying a second aliyah, ain mafsik, and Oisu won't stop him. The scenario is as follows. A koin was called up for koin. Now for Levi, they made a wrong assumption. They thought there is no Levi in shul. No Levi in shul. So what did they do? If you think there's a Kohen but no Levi, what are you going to do? You call the Kohen a second time. And then after they said, they realized, actually there is a Levi present. What do you do? You have to interrupt him or do you tell him to continue? There's a Levi here. What do? You tell him to continue. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. So, v'hischa levorach berkes ha-toyr sheinis. He started saying berkes ha-toyr sheinis. You're right. He started saying berkes ha-toyr sheinis. Ein mafsik in oisoy, we will not interrupt him. We'll not interrupt him. And the reason is, because this is not a scenario of, because he's on a higher level than the Levi. So therefore we won't interrupt him. Mishnah Berurah says, if Kotten Chavav, If the Kohen only said Bochu as Hashem Amavoyroch, Levat Lo Yavaschol Es Lakusil Aschol, Ve'Oila Levi, you will call the Levi if you noticed him, Levorech Likrois, Ve'Kan Etzorech HaKohen Lehamten Likrois HaChakach, Alok Va'Korah Metchila. So if you notice the Levi, depends when you notice him. If you notice him when the Kohen said Bochus Hashem Amvoyrach, then you tell him, actually we made a mistake, there is a Levi around here, and you tell him to stand on the side. However, if the Levi is only being noticed after he said the Bracha proper, then we tell him to keep going, the Kohen keeps going and we ignore the Levi. Say, Ches Raboisai, Im Ein Levi Beis HaKnesses. What happens if there's no Levi in Shul? Have you ever witnessed that? There was a Kohen but no Levi. Oh, can you... Never witnessed that. Okay, what happens? Can you call... What happens then, Rabbi Sai? What do you do then? The Kohen says, can you call two different Kohenim? No. No? No. Why? Oh, beautiful. It says the Shulchan Aruch, very much what you're saying. He may Levi Vesa Knesset, if there's no Levi in Shul. Kohen Shekor Rishan, the very Kohen, was called up. Rishon first, Mevorech Shenis, he will say the second bracha, the Koirei, and he call and he reads Bim Koim Levi instead of the Levi. Avol Loi Koir Acher, but not a second Koyin. In order, Shaloyim, that people shouldn't say Sharishon Pogum. You don't want to say that the first one actually was not a good Koyin. If we were to change Koyin, then people may mistakenly start saying, the former first Koyin, he was actually not such a brilliant Koyin. He's not such a perfect Koyin. He's a bit dodgy. Therefore, we have to ensure that the first Koyin remains for the second Aliyah. Yeah. So I suppose that if somebody's not being called up, I suppose there's no because it could be many kohanim not being called. So if somebody's not being called up, I don't know if that's what do you tell it? If the people. What happens if there's three kohanim in shul? Then you agree that it's not a problem.
Yeah.
So if there's specifically two kohanim in shul, I suppose the chashash is a big chashash. Yeah, it's a nice thought though. But it's a big chashash if he's not being, if he's called up and you push him aside by calling another kohen, chashash seems to be a greater chashash. Nice thought. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. For kohen bim kohen levi. And I suppose, as the Ramah says earlier, the kohen bim kohen levi. I suppose the same Ramav earlier will apply here as well. I remember it once, yeah.
Anyone?
I remember it once, yeah. You've seen it many times? Yeah. I remember it once. Yeah, it happens, yeah. Good. What about... Yeah, or the Mishnah Berurah spells out the obvious in Sifkot and Chofres. Avoloi koin acher, vehu adin shelo yikra Yisrael bimkom Levi. You can obviously also not call up Yisrael instead of a Levi, because you've got a coin there. Obviously, you're not going to call up Yisrael bimkom Levi. Kedei shelo yimru l'arishin. Again, that we shouldn't say on the Rishon. Sheyeinu koin. We don't want the coin to have the reputation he's not a real coin. Oshu pogam, which says he comes from a forbidden marriage. Medujloi koin achav Levi, since the Levi wasn't called. Gam shito al Yisrael shezei shel Levi. So in other words, if there is no Levi, you must give the coin the first two aliyahs. Don't give a Yisrael the aliyah of a Levi. Yeah. Yeah, there's no chashash there. Yeah. Sif Tes. V'cheilo ya'alu shnei levim zeh chazeh. You can also note, it's probably a bit similar to your shayla, that if there's two levim. Yeah. Rabbi Sai, interesting shayla. If there is only a minion of Kohanim only, elitist, yeah, you know, if, you know, you have to have like Kohanim only minion. What happens? Can you call up for Shlishi a different Kohen? What a nice Shaila! What a nice Shaila! Can you call up for Shlishi for Yisrael? Can you call up a different Kohen? Because there's no chashash. Will there be? There might be a chashash. It's a very nice shayla though. But I believe that. What do you think?
You probably call it for sure.
I have to call him for Levi as well. And arguably, you can't like by Levi. You can't call him. Bistama. Yeah, very nice shayla. See if you the rabbi say no agulikro is koyin acha koyin behefzek Yisrael b'neim. Okay, that's the. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about the scenario that you have an opportunity of having an additional aliyah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that actually Noago Likro is koin acha koin. You are allowed to call up a koin after another koin. Behefsig Yisrael b'neim. Think for argument's sake about Shabbos or Yom Tov Leining. He said you can actually call up for an aliyah a koin after a Yisrael. He can do that. And then you can call up, when you call up the coin, the second coin, you can say, when you call him up, the chazan has to then say, so you call him for, the example will be, maftir, for instance, you're going to call up a coin for maftir, so you can call him for maftir, a coin for maftir, but you're going to call him yamoid. And then you say, Af al pishu koin, although he's a koin, you can call him up after Yisrael. V'chiyotze b'en, and similar, noigin b'levi, similar to that, also with regards to Levi, acha Levi, Levi after Levi as well. If he's interrupted by Yisrael, you can call up Levi after Yisrael. As long as you say, Af al pishu hu, koin, Af al pishu Levi. V'lochein, therefore. Yeah, we'll see more about that, but that's still Shavu Shulchan. Okay, so let's see. V'lachain, therefore, mutal alo is gam ke lemafti b'chia gavna. Therefore, a kohen or a levi can be called up in this manner for maftia, b'chia gavna. V'im koire maftia stam, ein lochosh lif gomoi. And with regards to maftia, if you call him stam, Ein lochish lefkam, then there's no chash of pkam. Tarele maskeshmoy, since his name is not called. So if his name is not being called, you don't have to be concerned about a pkam, and there's no concern. Ve'yesh oimrim, some say, the only is koin olevi leminyan shiva. Some say you cannot call a koin olevi leminyan shiva for the seven. You can't call him, so for the seventh aliyah, you can't call it a kohen or a levi. But once you've completed the minyan of seven aliyahs, then for the final aliyah, then you can call up a kohen or a levi. And that is the minyan in those in our countries. However, if there is an urgent need or necessity, you can rely on the former svore that you can call up for the minyan akurim, for the seven aliyahs, you could call up a kohen, a levi, as long as you specify and you say that he comes afal pishu kohen. Yeah. Right, okay. We covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, various interesting shailas with regards to aliyahs of a kohen. We spoke about a kohen who is not allowed, if he doesn't fast, is not called up on Tainus lining of Vayichal. A kohen who is not noticed and he comes into shul in the middle of a Yisrael's aliyah, what happens then? So it depends. If it is during Bochu, then what? We tell him to stand on the side, and a Levi and Yisrael get, and a Kohen gets called up, and a Levi gets called up, and he waits for his position Yisrael, but in order not to embarrass him. However, if he only is noticed, only walks in after the actual Brocha, what happens then? He continues. We learned that if a Kohen gets called up, if there's no kohenim, and then we're going to call up Yisrael b'mkom kohen, and we actually specify this and we say that is Yisrael b'mkom kohen. If there is no levi in shul, what happens then? Kohen gets called up twice, and it's the same kohen to remain. Same with levi, it's the same levi remains. We don't want chashash and rumors about him. If there is a kohen being called up as a final aliyah, that's acceptable as long as you say afal pishu kohen. So for maftia, kohen or levi can be called up, and this is, however, not the minig with regards to the minyan akurim. It's only the minig is generally only to allow an aliyah's kohen or an aliyah's levi for maftia. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.